I'm Jeff Alwine, professor of archaeology at Brandeis University. The Apex Bank billboard featured in the model created by Thomas Doyle is representative of marketing campaigns in the zone system as we understand them. When we find evidence of advertising in the arcs, the sophistication and design seen are largely indistinguishable from marketing campaigns that American consumers typically encounter in the early 21st century. However, in the case illustrated here, we see an example perhaps unique to the zones, a corporation seeking to adapt its message to multiple markets that remain violently opposed to one another. In other arcs, we found similar Apex Bank ad campaigns, but tailored to soldiers serving in the Great Lakes Zone. Ironically, the consumers targeted by those campaigns are the very same men and women the soldiers in Doyle's model are fighting. Based on evidence recovered to date, images of violence, war, and occupation appear to be common in zone advertising. That can be seen in the model of the Apex Bank billboard, which features a soldier charging across farmland in the Great Plains, but also in ads for Troop Diluc Bourbon, which references the death of Army comrades, and that for the Second Saturday Biscuit brand, whose campaigns highlight the plight of families left to wonder about the fate of their enlisted loved ones.